CRI News, I'm Alexander Orcott. Chinese President Xi Jinping has closed his four-nation European trip with a speech at the College of Europe in Belgium, calling for greater friendship and cooperation between all sides.
Both China and Europe are in a crucial stage of development and facing unprecedented opportunities and challenges. As I just said, we hope to work with our European friends to build a bridge of friendship and cooperation across the Eurasian continent. For that, we need to build four bridges for peace, growth, reform, and progress of civilization.
President Xi says peace, multilateralism and dialogue are needed instead of war, unilateralism and confrontation. He also gave the assembled leaders an update on the profound changes underway right now in China, adding that reforms in the country have entered what he calls a deep water zone. Xi stated that China is on its own path and copying other political models or methods of development is not an option. Belgium was the last stop on President Xi's four-nation European tour, including stops in the Netherlands, France and Germany. He is scheduled to be back in China today. The Chinese government has released a new statement saying it's paying great attention to Japan's easing of its weapons export restriction. The statement follows a move by the Japanese government to relax its decades-old ban on military-related exports. The move by Tokyo represents the first major change in Japan's defense export policy in nearly half a century. Observers are suggesting the move by the Japanese government is meant to expand its arms sales into Southeast Asia. The new guidelines endorsed by the Japanese cabinet are being viewed as part of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's push to revise the country's broader defense and security policies. Abe is on record saying Japan needs to play a larger role in international peacekeeping and defense. The Chinese government is warning the United States to remain neutral when it comes to disputes in the South China Sea. This move follows a statement from the U.S. State Department this week, appearing to support the Philippine government's move to take the dispute over the Ranai Reef and the broader Nansha Islands to the International Arbitration Panel at The Hague. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Li says the Philippine side is the troublemaker in this case, urging the U.S. to stick to its commitment to contribute to the regional peace and stability in Southeast Asia. The U.S. says all countries should respect the right of any state to avail itself to any dispute resolution measure under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. The territorial dispute heated up over the weekend when a Philippine boat defied Chinese orders not to land on the reef. It's the same spot where the Philippines Navy grounded a warship in 1999 in an attempt to lay claim to the reef. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has signed applications to 15 UN agencies and conventions in a bid to win further United Nations recognition. Abbas says he's compelled to take the action as Israel has failed to carry out a promised release of veteran Palestinian prisoners. Abbas says he is still interested in negotiating a deal with Israel on the terms of Palestinian statehood. The move comes after the United States failed to convince Israel to release the remaining 26 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli prisons. Earlier, as part of the peace talks, Abbas agreed to suspend his UN bid, while Israel was to release 104 Palestinian prisoners in four stages. But Israel refused to release the final group of prisoners unless the Palestinians agreed to extend the ongoing peace talks, which have been set to end later this month. NATO has announced new measures to intensify cooperation with Ukraine and suspend all practical civilian and military cooperation with Russia. A statement from the organization states that NATO wants to help promote Ukraine's defense reforms. Additional experts are to be sent to Kiev, adding to the two liaison officers already stationed there. By cutting practical cooperation with Russia, NATO says political dialogue will have to continue only on the ambassadorial level. NATO plans to review its relations with Russia in June. Russia is seeking deeper defense industry cooperation with neighboring Belarus following the recent developments in Ukraine. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin confirmed this on Tuesday during talks with the Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. The Deputy Prime Minister called Ukraine a very painful topic, adding that the groundwork being laid out on the Ukraine side is akin to cutting off your nose to spite your face. President Lukashenko stated, "We don't quite like the situation that is developing around us." He added that means his country must be closer to Russia, and in any situation, Belarus will side with Moscow. For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott in Beijing.